What selections will we be hearing from you on?
Well, I have four songs that I'll be doing, two in each act, and two of them are medleys arranged specifically for me. They were written for me. They're a lot of fun. People are going to hear just the blending of all kinds of their favorite Christmas songs, all into this beautiful sort of fun, upbeat kind of tapestry Christmas. And then I do a little mashup of I'll Be Home for Christmas and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's beautiful. Orchestration is gorgeous. And then the choir will join me in Hanukkah Lights that was written by Marvin Hamlisch. I actually sang it with him at the Kennedy Center years ago. I know he's no longer with us, but I have such a beautiful memory of doing that, and I'll be doing it again here.
You've really come off quite a fall-filled, a summer-filled, and a fall-filled bit of acting, I would say, and performing. Tell us what you just finished up.
Yeah, well, actually, like, going back, I guess my summer was a very interesting summer because I starred in both Spamalot and Gypsy back to back. So I played the Lady of the Lake, and then I also played Mama Rose for the first time, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to do that again. That is truly one of the best roles written for women in musical theater. It's phenomenal. But just recently, I left. It's still running. I needed to leave for one of the reasons is because I'm here. But I was doing an off-Broadway musical called Disaster the Musical. And it's a parody of all the 70s disaster films, complete with all the disco songs. I mean, it was really, really fun. And apparently, Tina Fey just named it one of the must-sees in Entertainment Weekly, one of the top five, which is great. I mean, like I said, they're still running. I'm now booked through the beginning of April, so we'll see what happens in April. Maybe I'll go back. But yeah, I'm here, and then when I get back on Tuesday, I start rehearsals for an off-Broadway play called Craving for Travel, an odd name, but I think it's going to be fun. It's just two people, and we play travel agents and basically just like Reader's Digest version, when the phone rings, you are the character on the other end. So both he and I play like 20 different characters. So I think it's really going to be fun. I don't know how I'm going to get this into my head, but we have 3 weeks rehearsal, so hopefully that'll be okay. And then the end of February, I'm going to go down to Jupiter, Florida and star in The King and I.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I've always wanted to play Miss Anna, always wanted to do that. So I'm really looking forward to it. And Marcia Milgram Dodge, who directed the Ragtime Revival, is going to direct me in this. So it's great. There's not a lot of female directors out there, so I'm really looking forward to this.
So this is the first time you will play this role?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
What will be the challenge in that? The music, of course, is so beautiful.
The music is, well, one funny thing, and I think the challenge is going to be, they asked me at my callback, at the very end, they said, "Do you whistle?" And I said, yeah. I'm not the best whistler, but of course you say yes. Yes. So they said, okay, can we, so I started, the whistling is low. So it's like, whenever I feel afraid, I hold my hand and whistle a happy tune, so no one whistles best, so it's so low. I don't know how they're going to hear me. Well, so that's going to be my biggest challenge, I think, is whistling.
They'll have to put the mic volume up a little
I
then.
Think they're gonna...
It sounded beautiful. What have been some of the biggest triumphs for you? You certainly have gotten wonderful reviews. You mentioned Gypsy. You've gotten some terrific reviews.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you and I were talking before we went on air, and it's, you know, next year marks my 25th year in New York. I just can't believe it, how the time has flown. And I've had such wonderful opportunities, and you know, basically as long as they keep coming, I'll keep doing it. You know, to be hired by Mel Brooks to star in Young Frankenstein, I mean, that was kind of crazy. That was amazing. That was a particular triumph, I think. But also, you know, when I go away and I work at these wonderful theaters, you know, across the country, and I get to create these these fantastic roles. You know, Broadway is all about money. It's really about the money, and, you know, because the budgets are, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars sometimes for these shows, and it's really just about making a spectacle that people will be willing to drop $150 and up for a ticket. And, you know, when you go across the country, it's really more about the work. It's more about the art. You know, they do want to sell tickets, but you're able to just kind of explore it and do it, and there's just nothing more rewarding than that, you know, as a performer.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your rehearsals and coming down to our studios.
Anytime, Eileen. Have yourself a merry